This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's coming along to 6:12 in the evening and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And today we're talking about the Bank Negara's loan deferments and how this is going to impact people, really. So this is coming from the central bank's recent announcement that individuals and SMEs can actually delay repaying their existing loans for 6 months. And this is going to be starting on April 1st. And during this time, banks are not going to impose charges or penalties for late repayments. And everyone eligible for this will be automatically enrolled. And this covers a few different types of loans, so personal loans, car loans, mortgages, hire purchases, and more. Now, Bank Negara has said that this is meant to provide some relief to people and businesses who have been financially hit by the outbreak, and even more so now that the MCO has actually been extended. In fact, according to economic think tank MIER, the situation's getting to a point where about 2.4 million jobs and 95 billion ringgit in household income could be lost in the next few months. And even over the last few days and the last week, there have been a lot of articles written looking at the situation facing small business people in this country. Right now, there's very little foot traffic, as there should be, which also means that there's nobody walking into your store, which also means that there is nobody buying things. And yet, of course, your rent, your loans, all these things persist and are required to be paid up, which is where this deferment is supposed to come in. Now, the big question here, though, is how much they will actually help individuals, as some economists have pointed out. For instance, Lawrence Todd of Ideas has said that under this plan, high household debt will be put under further strain because ultimately the interest will continue to accrue on your loans as you delay paying them. And if you look at credit card holders and people who have debt in that regard, you can convert your outstanding balance into a term loan or financing agreement and defer them for 6 months. But again, of course, everybody wants to know what happens to the interest that you might accrue or that you might end up taking on. So helping us to answer some of those questions is Desmond Chong, who's joining us on the line. He's the Deputy President of the Malaysian Financial Planning Council. Desmond, welcome to the show. So to start off, what is the sentiment that you've gathered as a financial advisor on how people are feeling about their finances throughout the MCO and COVID-19?
Yeah, I think the people now are facing many uncertainties and they are not quite clear what to do at the moment. If I may classify them, there will be group ones and group two. Group ones will be very clear about their financial situation now because they always keep track with their financial status. So group two is the one that I will maybe like to propose them start doing your financial health check. Just knowing your current status now, are you in surplus or are you in deficit if you look at your own cash flow statement? If you look at your asset and look at your liability, are you in negative or positive? So both group one, group two is the time now to review your financial status now. If let's say your monthly expenses is 3,000 and currently you only have 9,000 in the bank and plus the cash on hand, so use your 9,000 divided by your 3,000, you get the answer of 3. Mean you can sustain for another 3 months. Okay, that is some guideline or references you can use. If you only have 1,005, then you use the 1,005, the cash on hand, divided by your 3,000 monthly expenses. Then you have less than 2 weeks' time for you to sustain this tough period. So some measurement you need to do. So first thing first, understand your current financial status.
And Bank Negara has actually released an FAQ on this loan deferment. But just to recap, what is it actually going to mean for people who have taken out loans?
Okay. Then for the people, you can actually try to classify what type of loan you have. Do I have a car loan? Do I have a housing loans? Do I have credit card loans? Do I have a personal loans and any form of loans? So you can look at the FAQ, see what type of loans that I have on hand. So what can I do? So the questions already post there, and you look for the reply there. So for group number two, I'm still referring to the group two, where you are not very clear about what type of loan that you have or not very clear about your financial status, is a good time now. Check it back, see what type of loan is affecting you, and can I take this deferment? That is for group two. For group one, if let's say, can I take this opportunity to defer my loans? So for other use, this might be the good reference for the Bank Negara FAQ.
Right, but is there a catch here that people should be aware of?
Okay, if you do not want to take about the buffer, that means I do not want to defer any loan repayments, okay, because my loan is going to be settled in 1 or 2 months' time. Then you have to write into the bank, respective bank, and inform them. Because for some people, they already know what I want for the coming 2-3 months. But if for the people still want to take the opportunities that, can I defer my repayment so I have some buffer, I have some cash? Can I do some investment? So for this group of people, the cash might be, you might be use this fund to invest wrongly, then the chances that you have to invest, be careful, you have to invest with really a wisdom mind, don't fall into any financial scam.
So for people who, I guess, are in a tough financial spot at the moment, what is the best way to take advantage of this grace period?
I think if you are a financial planner or for the public, you heard about six-step financial planning. This is the last step, that's the sixth step, number six step. You have to do your review and monitoring now. So this is a good review period, okay, for you to really see what's the problem that you might be facing now. Okay, what bring you to these problems? So from there, maybe you can just looking back for your basic liquidity needs, your basic liquidity ratio, what bring you here and take advantage of this grace period.
And beyond this, credit card holders are also allowed to restructure their debt. How would you advise people to do so? And again, are there any potential downsides to doing this?
Of course, according to the FAQ, credit card holders can turn their loan to be a 3-year loan. Okay, to become a term loans and stick at the 13%. But if you are doing that, then you have to go back to six-step financial planning, the step one. What is your financial goals? Because if more than 1 year, they mean 1 to 3 years, is your middle terms financial goals. So maybe from here, you can check against what is your financial goal and do I need to do some revise, so I do some review of that. Okay, because your credit card repayment now is prolonged to 3 years. So it might be affecting your cash flow and also affecting your goal setting.
So say I've done my review of my financial situation, but given that there is a lot of uncertainty about COVID-19 right now and the Prime Minister has advised people to be mentally prepared for further extensions of the MCO, do you have any general financial advice for people at this point in time?
Okay, it's a time now you have to really mentally prepare for a longer period. But anyway, PM already announced extended for another 2 weeks. So this is the time really have to work out what is your the months or the liquidity ratio, how many months or days you can really surviving on. If not, what type of measurements that you can do? Are you start charging or start using the advance money or charging it onto the credit cards? Or are you thinking that to get any additional loan to survive or start borrowing? So this is something that we are mentally need to be prepared. And this negative impact really ghosting everyone here, especially under these uncertainty moments. We're not sure how long this MCO, will it be another extension, or will it be able to survive throughout this period of MCO.
Mm. And on a more personal note, Desmond, how are you going to be dealing with the extension of the MCO?
In my many of my interview, I always advise people, this is a cooling off period, I always want to call. So you can start really learn, okay, is it a way that I can look for my second income stream? So what I mean is online business or any form of business, we can conduct it online. So second point is try to learn and copy what other people is doing online now. You might find there's an opportunity which I may be able to follow also. So it depends on your interest, on your skill. And then the last point is maybe you can also look at some of the online courses. For example, AKPK online module. Take out some of your time here, start learning all these online modules to equip yourself the capability to face the crisis and maybe your future financial goals and also objectives which you want to achieve.
Desmond, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Desmond Chong, Deputy President of the Malaysian Financial Planning Council, talking to us about the impact of loan deferments that have been announced by Bank Negara Malaysia in light of the MCO and COVID-19. So these are efforts to try and ease the financial burden that many are feeling at this point in time. How do you feel at the moment with the MCO extension? And do you have any questions, I guess, about these loan deferments and so on? You can, of course, call 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. So Stephen has gotten in touch to say, I'm sort of an introvert who loves to spend time with myself. So this MCO is absolutely a breather for me. And I believe other introverts feel the same. Extroverts, however, who are recharged by interacting with others may feel more impacted. And, you know, this is an argument that I've heard quite a bit to the extent that some people have been like, hey, all you introverts, so happy about this. I don't need to hear about it anymore. That's been some of the posts that I've been seeing on social media. But I'm actually somebody who thinks of myself as an introvert, and I have to say that I was grateful for it for a little while, and then I started to miss little things like sunshine and trees and just being somewhere different from my house. So I think that outside of the pure social interaction of it, there is an element of, I think, cabin fever that can creep in. But maybe that's just me. Let me know how you're doing with the extension of the MCO, and if you have any questions right now about money, because that's really going to be the subject of the rest of our show in many ways, how the MCO is going to be impacting our ability to earn money, whether you on a personal level or on a business level. Again, that number to call, 7733-2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, some music. Here's Etta James with Trust in Me, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.